We're not sure if you'll find them in any Michelin guide, but taco trucks have some seriously devoted fans. Once a magnet for construction workers and immigrants, these mobile vendors have broadened their appeal. Corey Takahashi has been checking out some taco trucks in Oakland. He sent this story.
Sunset in Oakland means showtime for El Gordo. Tacos El Gordo is parked at an intersection near the 880 freeway. Ruth Lathler is a big fan. She's a regular poster at the Chowhound message board, a web community for food lovers.
I've been by here like on a Saturday night at, you know, midnight, and you know they've got the salsa music playing, and everybody's wearing their nightclubbing clothes, and it really is like a little street party there, right around the taco truck.
Do you jump into the scene as well, or?
No.
Just there for the food?
I'm too old and too white for that.
Tonight, Lathler is on a taco crawl through Oakland. The 48-year-old walks through the Fruitvale District, the heart of the city's growing Latino community. Oakland's rise in the taco scene has been fueled by changes in another community across the bay, San Francisco's Mission District. Rising prices there have pushed out segments of the Latino community. Many relocated to nearby Oakland. The area around a few of the taco trucks can be intimidating to some outsiders. What sound like gunshots not too far away could also be a motorcycle backfiring. The Hell's Angels have a clubhouse nearby. Still, the taco trucks lure people like Ruth Lathler, who've become increasingly aware that California's changing demographics bring a chance to sample new food.
The Americanized taco that we grew up with is now becoming relegated to kind of fast food, jack-in-the-box places, and this more authentic taco is taking a more central role in people's perception of what a taco is.
This evening, the owner of Tacos El Gordo is behind the trailer's counter.
Carlos Montero,
nice to meet you. Big fan of your work here.
In 1999, Carlos Montero started selling tacos on the weekend. He had a job at a California steel factory, but to help pay the bills, he revived the skill he'd learned as a kid when he was an apprentice at his father's taco cart in Mexico.
It's good though, huh?
It's good. It's delicious. Yeah.
El Gordo's quite a sight. Montero got it customized in East L.A. with a mural on the back of the trailer, stereo speakers, and display windows so patrons can watch the cooks. He says devotees come from all over the Bay Area.
We have a Mexican, of course. We have Vietnamese. We have Chinese people. We have Afro-American people and white boys, too. All nationality, actually. Yeah.
One fan who understands the outsider's relationship with taco trucks is 29-year-old artist Ajane Mas. He's half black and half white, with tastes that often lean Mexican.
Where I'm from, in Berkeley, there's no taco trucks. That's what got me into them, is that, you know, you could only find them in these kind of poorer areas, and they were so cheap and so good, you know.
For several years, Moss maintained a popular website that gave names, locations, and personal ratings for taco trucks in Oakland. He's retired the site, but it was an early entry in what's now a flourishing web subgenre devoted to mobile vendors, even though, or perhaps because, some cities have tried to ban the trucks.
It's kind of a nerdy obsession, you know? Some people collect baseball cards and collect comic books. I just wanted to photograph taco trucks.
Moss took his pictures and designed taco truck t-shirts and even exhibited paintings of taco trucks at local galleries. But not everyone could understand the obsession.
I would get emails from people that say, why do you even care about this? You know, like they're roach coaches. I would never eat at that.
Moss steers his mother's Volvo station wagon through Richmond, California, another taco truck haven north of Oakland. He's searching for one of his trusty vendors.
There it goes right there, Tacos Rodriguez. Heading out for the day.
It's elusive. It's like this great white whale or something.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. They would just show up and be gone, and they kind of work on their own hours. Then you'll just see them 10 miles away on the other section of town, catering to a different group of people. And so, yeah, they're pretty cool.
He says sometimes the chase is even better than the meal. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.